Yes, we have a first question from Mr. Richard Weiss from Bloomberg. Please. Good morning, gentlemen. I have a question concerning particle therapy. Do investors have to expect more charges, and what about the planned therapy center in Kiel? Will this be operated as planned, or will it share the fate of the Marburg Center? And for the energy sector, I would like to get some explanation on why margins did drop, not only in Fossil but also in the other divisions. We had two-digit growth margins in the previous year, and now they've declined at a one-digit level. And as for the Osram IPO, you have announced the IPO for fall of this year, but is the environment favorable enough to proceed as planned? Mr. Kaiser, please. Good morning. To start with particle therapy, the announced figure is the figure which reflects our expectations, but in financial terms, you also have to say this is the best estimate, the best possible estimate, but it's fair to say that in our negotiations with our customers, we have already adapted our contracts to existing risks, and we had to map some commercial risks in our contracts, but we have adapted the contracts accordingly, so I assume that we will not have to face expenses going beyond the figure foreseen. And as for Fossil, we have to compare the figures. Matter of fact, the Fossil division, if you consider the expenses due to the arbitration decision with Areva, which leads to a complex situation, please consider that we can be quite satisfied with the development, accepting the compensation payment we had to make to Areva. Our margins are quite well. We have delivered very good project results in all quarters, and this also reflects the fact that many of our provisions will not be needed, so we can add them to our results. So we are quite satisfied with our revenue and our profit. As for Osram, we refer to the fourth quarter of the calendar year. The environment has changed a bit. We have already mentioned this before, but it's also true that compared to the third quarter, to the second quarter, Osram has substantially grown by 7%. But we also have to consider price shifts in our market, and we have made it very clear that we plan to go public with Osram in fall of this year, and we will check the possibilities of an IPO. Thank you very much. Can I ask a follow-up question, please? I referred to the margins in renewable. They all are between 7 and 9%, and Q3 last year they were between 10 and 13%. That was the background of my question. So, with the exception of Fossil, of course this is true. We have made it very clear that margins in renewables will stabilize in the upper one digit level. We have made it clear already that in solar technology, and we have to live with the shifts in the markets, and the feed-in tariffs will change in the future, and all this has to be taken into account. Distribution is suffering from investments in other sectors. We have to had to invest in organic growth, and these is a temporary impairment. It's fair to say that growth has been below our expectations, but this will change in the fourth quarter. Thank you very much. Next question, please. Thank you very much. The next question comes from Mr. Axel Hoppner of the Handelsblatt. Good morning, gentlemen. I have three questions. First of all, do you see signs for a turnaround and the upswing? Can you give us concrete figures for Osram? And the third question to Mr. Lesche, will we have to live to adapt to special effects in the following quarters, or is this a unique situation this year? We have seen in the past that we had some special effects rather often. Thank you very much. Mr. Kaiser, please. Good morning. The baseline effect, which we can see compared to the first, between the first, second, and third quarter, are very clear in mathematic terms. They are quite explainable. So this refers to technical stabilization in industrialized countries, which can be understood very clearly. But matter of fact, with our customers, especially in medium-sized companies, we see that our customers are quite reluctant in terms of investment because they feel some uncertainties with regard to the debt burden in Europe and the USA. So we can expect a stabilization in the future. We have to adapt to the situation. This doesn't mean that we see a structural turnaround, but in the past we have seen that a negative change of investment behavior by customers will have an effect on the economic development. This is why we are very careful with our forecast. We have drawn the attention to the fact that we cannot expect the growth figures to continue the same level as the second quarter. I will happily share Osram figures with you. It's important to underline the operational strength and performance of Osram. The earnings release figures are comparable figures on the basis of discontinued operations. These figures have the effect that we report after taxes, and we also map the depreciation of long-lived assets, because the IPO presentation is based on a fair value consideration. This is rather technical, but I can share the figures with you. Osram operational, based on our management of the division before announcement of the IPO, are as follows. As reported, let me check the figures without foreign exchange effects. In Q3 2010, revenues were at a level of 1.35 billion, this was 1.13 billion. We now have 1.16 billion plus foreign exchange effect of 6%. So on a comparable basis, we have a growth of 6% in terms of revenues at Osram, and this is much better than the market. As for profit, we had 118 million in 2010, which dropped to 61. So we feel the change of the margins. As for special effects, there are two to be mentioned. The Areva arbitration decision, which has already been reported and commented. And you shouldn't forget that this was a deception, but we have already booked 1.2 billion in terms of sales revenues through the in terms of disinvestment revenue, And so this is due to the fact that our pioneering work has not been rewarded as expected, and we have to admit that 381,000,260 after taxes cannot be satisfying for us, but we have reasons for optimism that we can continue to develop this therapy. So the two special effects, Areva and particle therapy, do not impair our capability of providing performance with our project.
Next question, Wolfgang Meyer from Nürnberger Nachrichten. Good morning from Franconia. I have a number of questions, Mr. Löscher. You didn't say very much about infrastructure and cities. What's your planning there? What are your plans? And how many people will have to move? Many Siemens people are uncertain whether they have to relocate to, well, to Berlin or to Munich. So can you give us a little information about that? Secondly, your staff figures in general. I can't find anything in the documents you've provided. How has your headcount developed, and how many people are you looking for at the moment? Thank you very much, Mr. Meyer. First of all, consolation, it is a growth initiative. So if people have to change, then this will be only in a few cases. The planning is progressing very well. In October, we want to start our project. Mr. Busch has now also discussed very intensely the structure of the sales teams in the individual countries. So I think the planning process is, in fact, underway, and it all looks very good. So this is a growth project, and there's no need for concern regarding the relocation of staff. And the staff as a whole, 353,000 is our headcount, which is an increase of 15,700 headcount, and 4,500 in Germany alone. And now, of course, you've addressed another important topic, Mr. Meyer. How many open positions? 3,800 in Germany alone. So the well-known topic, the lack of skilled labor, this is true. We have many vacancies, but it's, of course, good news that our growth is also reflected in the headcount situation and in the people we want to take on board. Mr. Meyer, maybe I can add some figures here regarding the financial figures. With the publication of the fourth quarter in November, we are going to give you comparable figures for the fourth sector, and from the 1st of October, which is when the sector will officially start, we will be able to provide those figures to you, headcount, turnover, or revenue, etc. Thank you. Next question, please. The next question comes from Michael Slinik of Börsen-Zeitung. Hello, Mr. Löscher and Mr. Käser. I have three questions. First of all, your contract has been renewed. The supervisory board gave you another term. Now, it is not easy to see from outside what the concept is or what your strategic goals are. 100 billion revenue is one figure we know. Could you sketch the way there, how you want to get there, and can you tell us when these 100 billion will be achieved? And then one question concerning Osram. The IPO is not a value in itself, but is supposed to leverage value for Siemens shareholders. So maybe should we wait for the fourth quarter figures? There's a bit of concern and uncertainty in the markets regarding the revenue situation and maybe decreasing dynamism. The third question relates to medical technology. In the quarter report, it says that it's a difficult environment and there are special effects and currency effects, but the environment is difficult. Is it necessary in some divisions maybe also to react strategically, for example, in diagnostics or workflow solutions? Good morning, Mr. Flemming. First of all, I welcome the fact that I have another term during which I will work with my colleagues on the executive board and that we can work for Siemens. Then you asked about the strategic focuses. Siemens and its growth dynamics are our targets. This is why we communicated the 100 billion. So what are our focal points? If I gave you three or four important key areas. First of all, of course, we want to participate in the high growth of the emerging country. One-fourth of our workforce are already there, and a large part of our revenue is there. We want to improve or increase our sales efforts there, and we want to promote an initiative which we've talked about several times, specific products, the so-called smart initiatives. We already have 160 product lines in the pipeline or which are on the way, and we want to use Siemens' strengths to localize intelligently. So growth dynamics in the emerging countries is one of our focal areas. The second one is, of course, that we want to leverage the dynamics of our environmental portfolio. You know that one of our targets by 2014 was to achieve 40 billion, if the interpreter heard correctly, and an important point, in the technology-driven markets, we want to do pioneering work. We want to harness innovation deliberately, which is why we increased R&D spending, and in those markets, we will provide the latest technology and launch that. So we will launch great things in the markets there. And one aspect here in this context is the importance of vertical IT. And there again, we are very well positioned. The digital factory, etc., intelligent IT solutions for cities are conceivable there, and a leading position in power plant automation and further steps there, or healthcare as a second step. Now, this is the topic of technology-driven markets, and there are two further ones where we will have very clear growth focuses. Service, which is an area which does not only grow faster, but which provides an excellent opportunity to use new business models, which will also provide an extra value for our customers. This is another growth driver, and we have seen in the area of the industrial sector that which is why we set up a special service division. This is one of our further focal points, and not to forget the topic that we have mentioned already, infrastructure and cities, a 300 billion market where we want to be strong and grow more strongly too. So these are concrete examples where we see growth increases. Can I, and medical technology, for one thing, we mustn't forget that the medical business is an excellent business. This is out of the question. But, of course, we have to recognize certain dynamisms or certain dynamics. For example, the health budget, especially in the public health funds, are impaired. by the crisis, for instance, especially in Europe, we are seeing a situation where we don't see any short-term recovery. There is a clear indication of growth impairment. The United States, here the healthcare discussion is more or less over. But again, in the context of the budget discussions which are going on there, there's a bit of a question mark. In the emerging countries, the situation is excellent. One of the important points here is that we want to use our strengths. In China, we have clear double-digit growth. In the emerging markets, we have double-digit growth. So the medical technologies alignment is certainly one of Siemens' advantages which we want to leverage in the future. We know the topics, Mr. Flemming, DX, for example, which we communicated clearly. This is something which we have to solve over one product generation, and in the medium term we will then see compensating effects with different margins, etc. But the strategic realignment has been put on track, and Mr. Hamann and his team are working on this. The core of the healthcare business is robust, and this is an important growth business for us. But as I said, healthcare is impaired a little bit by the current economic situation. But strategically, you don't have to react. Did I understand that correctly? No, we don't have to. There are no additional strategic initiatives. I have one question on the 100 billion, the bandwidth. When could that, you are not going to give us a bandwidth when that will be achieved? No, I cannot give you anything today. We will provide concrete figures in time, Mr. Flemming.
Okay, Mr. Kever, as far as Osram is concerned, yes, good morning. You have already provided the answer to your question. The IPO is not a value in itself. We are going to observe the development of the market because we cannot see whether we can currently cannot see whether the current situation is due to the reduction of inventories with our customers, or whether this is a sign for a more careful inventory management on the customer side. Competition has grown, and this also leads to a situation where our competitors react. So this is one version, the more favorable version, which would not have an impact on our timing. But if this turns out to be a cyclical downturn, which will be shown in the fourth quarter, we will have to check our timing and to reevaluate it. It's important to note that Osram AG will be structured as a successful company, and in terms of timing, we will make a final decision as soon as we have a more clear idea of the changes in the market, whether they are cyclical or tactical. Thank you very much. Next question, please. Next question comes from Philip Gonski of Dow Jones, please. Good morning, everybody. I have three questions. Back to Osram. Do you still plan to offer the majority share, or will you only offer minority shares at the moment? Siemens at Works is a second question. You will have to invest some money for the development of this project, and how much expenses do you expect? And as for concerning particle therapy, will this technology become mature for the mass market? Will this be sold by Siemens or by third-party providers to the general public? Let's start with the last question, Mr. Gonski. Particle therapy certainly is an issue which is beyond any doubt in medical terms. This project will continue as an R&D project, and we have to see how the technology develops and how and when this will be a mature technology for the mass market. As for Osram, Mr. Gonski, ladies and gentlemen, there are no changes concerning our plans with Osram compared to what we have said in March or April. The environment has changed slightly, which has not escaped our intention, of course, and we're quite sensitive for the changes, but our major focus is on putting Osram on a successful track, on a growth track, and we will have to wait and see how the markets will develop in March, the financial markets, the absorbing behavior of the financial markets, and of course also the macroeconomic developments. We'll have to wait and see how the situation develops, especially with regard to our competitors, and our focus is on making Osram successful and competitive. As for your first question, there was a lot of discussion about the shareholder situation. Shareholders have checked our offers. We will develop a concept on how we will be successful not only in the market but also in terms of figures. This has already been commented upon. As between the two shareholders, the majority shares in this, which are consolidated as shareholders on the operational level. So this has been agreed upon with our partner, and you will not have to expect larger expenses for Siemens at work. We have to wait and see which possible effects we can expect when making investments. Then we will discuss it on a shareholder level. Thank you very much. But it's important to increase stability. This is the most important thing. Thank you very much. I think we have a lot more questions. We still have like a quarter of an hour, but we will make an effort to be concise. Next question, please. Next one from Karen Finkenzeller of Siemens, please. Not of Siemens, of DPA. Good morning. I have only one question. I'd like to come back to dynamism. You wanted to benefit from a renewable. 40 billion was the original target figure, but the environmental portfolio, which goes beyond renewables, is falls short of your initial expectations with offshore wind projects and the solar business. You have to face increasing price pressure. So what are your plans for developing the new dynamism in the environmental business? Thank you very much. You already have made clear that the environmental portfolio of Siemens goes far beyond renewables alone. This is more than the new book division. The environmental portfolio includes all energy efficient solutions which are much better than today. So this concerns our entire product portfolio. Matter of fact, we do not only build a very fast high-speed train but also a very energy efficient high-speed train. So this is part of the environmental portfolio. If you consider major innovation topics and challenges, for example, our infrastructure as a topic, energy storage technologies, efficient drive technologies, which account for 40% of industrial power consumption for electric motors, smart grid development, sustainable urban development. There are many fields of activity, so the ambition of Siemens is to cover environmental issues across our entire portfolio. As for renewables, we know that the growth dynamism of wind energy accounts for 11% growth, and we are now really in an early phase of industrialization in this new technology. So renewables funded by subsidies, which be in the form of feed-in tariffs or tax release or whatever, and we know that the dynamism might be impaired by a change in subsidies, especially with reference to our positioning in concentrated solar power technology. And we know that there are some shifts in the market. We are currently developing early market entry initiatives. We are promoting our research and development activities in this field, but we know that the dynamism of the environmental portfolio at Siemens still is a growth engine. Next question, please. Mm-hmm. Next question comes from Mr. Jan Tuck of Reuters, please. Good morning. I have just one question concerning NSN and Rosatom. NSN, you will have to recapitalize your affiliate company. Do you have plans going beyond the joint venture contract, which ends in 2013? Will you continue the NSN with Nokia beyond 2013? As for Rosatom, you had announced a nuclear joint venture with Rosatom. Will these plans be implemented? I will start with your second question. We currently negotiating with Rosatom. There are no news to be released right now, but you can expect some press briefing in the next weeks on Rosatom. NSN, Mr. Kaiser, good morning. We are currently reviewing the situation. We don't know whether recapitalization will be necessary. The loan will come to its term, and we still have a financial environment, especially with regard to corporate bonds, which is quite favorable in general terms. That's why we have asked our experts to verify the possibilities for a corporate bond funding. We are currently reviewing the situation, as I said, and believe that the situation will be quite satisfactory. And as for NSN beyond 2013, which is the end of the first term, as for the situation, we want to focus on value, on added value, and added value is created by quality and by growth, and we are focusing on these business targets. So even if we were in a situation to take measures on a unilateral level in 2013, this would not change the economic situation of NSN. And the next question, please, from Angela Meyer of Financial Times, Germany, please. Good morning. Three questions. As for Osram, there is one sentence in your report which I don't understand. You mentioned a positive effect due to... I'm sorry, this was too fast for me. I don't understand what expenses you have to provide provisions for. And the second question for healthcare technology, 8 million in terms of profit. This does not look like a success story. This includes the particle therapy effect, but you must have some impairments in other areas as well. So what are your plans to improve the healthcare situation? And the third question, I was surprised that you mention all the different sectors and divisions. You don't do this in healthcare, so can you tell us some concrete figures about individual sectors of the healthcare division? Your free cash flow has dropped from 2.4 billion to 100 something millions. You have said this is due to the doing away with inventories. But is this the only factor, or do we have to consider other factors? Mrs. Meyer, please allow me to make some qualifying comments on your remarks. The profitability of the healthcare business is still quite robust. If you look into the margins of the healthcare business, the BX business is excluded. We have mentioned this. We have set up strategic plans, you know, the management plan. If you further exclude the special charges of particles therapy, then you come to an underlying margin of 15.3%. Compared to GE, 15.8%. Compared to Philips, underlying 10.2%. So I think that we will have to talk about the general situation of the industry, and I think that this still is a success story, given the general environment. As for the two other topics, Mr. Kaiser, please, good morning. As for the Osram figures, true that the transition from Osram to Osram discontinued has had certain effects. The operating profit was 61 billion in Q3 2011, and we have to add the long-lived assets depreciation, accounting for 49 million, and this leads to a situation where we have profit of 91 in terms of discontinued operation before taxes, and the net profit discontinued amounts to 56 million as announced. We have some regulatory issues. This refers to the fact that we have made provisions for the pending patent infringement actions. You've certainly heard about the fact that some aggressive competitors have sued us for patent infringements. As for the free cash flow, I'm not dissatisfied with the development of free cash flow, because we also always have to consider previous year figures, which is quite important. But the major reason is that is the inventory effect, and this makes us expect a certain dynamism in sales revenues for the fourth quarter. And some factors have to be considered. We do not see so many prepayments from customers, and we still have quite favorable financing conditions. And another effect is due to the fact that we have certain negative cash flow effects due to previous quarters. This also played a role. Next question, please.
Peter Reschke of Norddeutsche Rundfunk Station. Good morning from Kiel. And as you can guess, I would like to refer to the particle therapy. I would like a little more detail on this. Hence my two questions. Can you give us more specific reasons why the commercial materialization isn't happening? So where is this figure of 383 million, and what does it mean for the Kiel location? Will it suffer the same fate as the Marburg location? Well, I hope you understand that we cannot answer this question. These are discussions ongoing with customers. So these are all topics which involve the direct dialogue with customers. I cannot give you any information on this. Are there any further questions? We have another question. Mirko Reiker of Platerbrief. Good morning. I have two questions. First of all, I would like to know, Mr. Käser, many of your shareholders are expecting a special dividend as a result of the high liquidity. What would the Osram IPO mean, or what effect would that have, or are you checking this? And then the good cash position may also open up the possibility for external growth, which is something when you which you did not mention when you highlighted the strategy for the coming years. Is this something you are ruling out, or well, good morning. I might comment this, the special dividend. We've actually would prefer to wait for the results of the fourth quarter, and then we will discuss the distribution of the proceeds, as it were. We are committed over longer periods of time to comply with certain capital structures at Siemens, and this has not changed. But as I said, again, let's wait for the performance in Q4, and then we'll see what the results for the business year as a whole will be, and then we'll, of course, think of the stakeholders and see the effect. So Osram does not play a role here. That it's too early to comment on that because, again, this IPO hasn't been finalized. And regarding external growth, this morning Mr. Löscher mentioned already that when you look at the market situation, you see that despite increasing revenue, the market valuation is decreasing, so the price earnings valuation is normalized. There's a normalizing effect, and the development is really quite satisfactory. Secondly, we have carried out a number of smaller acquisitions over the past few years. There's no big gap in our energy efficiency portfolio, hence we are in no hurry to close any gaps. And again, we want to be level-headed and have a sense of proportion when we look at such actions. So if there is a target, a possible target, and that target is ready for a takeover, then we might take certain steps. But discussing this now would be premature and not the right thing. Are there any further questions? Well, there are no further questions. One remark from Mr. Löscher. Is Mr. Flemig still there? Mr. Flemig? One moment. I can open Mr. Flemig's line briefly. Mr. Flemig, are you there? Yes, I am there. I wanted to make another short remark because, of course, I always read this. Now, Mr. Löscher had an interesting figure. He gave 100 billion, and this then results in expectations. First of all, let me state that these figures are part of Siemens' strategic plans. And secondly, I would like to explain that we want to have the possibility with a first sector, which will go through its first budget round. We'll also look at the budget for 2012, and after that we will then of course provide more specific information from the board level. Well, I believed that this is of course part of some plan, internal plan at Siemens, but externally we don't know why or where this figure comes from. All right, well, thank you very much, and I'll see you again or hear from you again on November the 10th for our balance sheet press conference. I hope you'll have a nice rest of the day, and thank you for coming, and thank you for joining.